This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. North Korea's state media, KCNA, said on Monday the country conducted an important final phase test on Sunday for the development of a spy satellite, which it seeks to complete by April 2023. The report was released a day after the South Korean and Japanese militaries reported the isolated North's launch of two intermediate-range ballistic missiles towards its east coast. KCNA said the test, conducted at its Sohae satellite launching station in the northwestern town of Tongchang-ri, was aimed at reviewing the country's capability of satellite imaging, data transmission, and ground control systems. Heating has been fully restored to Kyiv after the latest Russian bombardment that targeted water and power infrastructure, the capital's mayor said on Sunday. Ukrainian officials said Russia fired more than 70 missiles Friday in one of its heaviest barrages since the Kremlin's February 24th invasion, forcing emergency blackouts nationwide and cutting access to heat and water. Temperatures in Kyiv and many places across Ukraine were below freezing on Sunday morning, with forecasts expecting them to dip to -6 degrees Celsius in the capital by the evening. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has spoken to Peru's embattled president, urging her to pursue reforms and focus on reconciliation as violent protests roil her new government, the State Department said Sunday. Department spokesperson Ned Price said in a statement, quote, Secretary Blinken encouraged Peru's institutions and civil authorities to redouble their efforts to make needed reforms and safeguard democratic stability. This is VOA News.